Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Free Your Mind Friday. This is the last Free Your Mind Friday for Mental Health Awareness Month. I'm so sad because I love bringing you Free Your Mind Friday tips. And maybe we'll continue to do these throughout the year. But listen, what we will continue to do is break the stigma when it comes to mental health awareness. And that's what we'll continue to do. So listen, I want to kind of really just get us back into a place of freedom and a place of awareness, acknowledgement, and action. Awareness, acknowledgement, and action. And we talked about that in our in an earlier session. So I want to keep talking about that as we continue to process what went on this week and what's been going on for the last 2 weeks. As we continue to process, what do we do to maintain a safe and healthy mental health when it comes to being in this nation? I know I've asked myself that same question. I've had clients ask me that question. I've had other colleagues ask that question, and we had a great discussion on how do we maintain our mental health when everything around us is going chaotic? How do we maintain our mental health when things that shouldn't be normalized are being normalized? I was talking to some clients even on today, on yesterday, and they were talking about how everything that has happened has been normalized. We've normalized school shootings, we've normalized massive shootings, we normalized racism, we've normalized so many things that have been so traumatic over the years past. And so what I really want to do when we talk about Free Your Mind Friday is how do we go from a place of normalization to the place of acknowledgement and awareness? And how does it look when we find ourselves dealing with these things over and over and over again? How do I get to a place where I don't become numb to the news of a massive school shooting, or I don't become numb to the news of a black person being shot, or I don't become numb or unempathetic to the news of a police shooting? What do I do to get to a place of freedom? And how do I still show empathy in things that I'm being overly stimulated in and overly exposed to? And so I'm so glad you asked that question. The first thing you need to do is realize and recognize why you have become numb to it. Is it because it has become too much for you to handle? Have you not been able to process the last time you were exposed to that particular situation? Do you feel like it doesn't bring any resolution to even think about it or to talk about it? Ask yourself, why are you in a place of numbing yourself towards these traumatic and tragic things? Two, ask yourself, have you processed, and who have you processed with? A lot of times we say we process, right, by exposing our anger or our frustration or our mourning or our grief, but we really have not. And processing doesn't look just in the place of acknowledgement. It comes into a place of action. Have we connected with groups? Have we connected with individuals? Have we connected with organizations that fight the cause to prevent these things from happening? Have we created the support that we need in order for us to process this indirect or direct trauma that we have been exposed to? Three, have you stopped looking at social media? A lot of times we want to look at social media and news outlets to get more information, but a lot of times in that same space, we become overly stimulated with the news, and then our anxiety goes up because we start to play things out into our mind, especially if we have something that can be relatable to the situation. For instance, if you're a parent, I'm sure you went into panic mode and anxiety mode and worry mode when it came to sending your kids to school, especially after hearing that these babies just went to school and you don't even have a motive. We don't even know the motive of why this young man shot up this elementary school and not seek help. We don't know why this young man shot his grandmother. We don't know what happened. We don't even know any of the plans because he took his own life. And so being in that space of unknown creates another level of uncertainty, which creates another level of anxiety. And so we have to be totally aware of how we're exposing ourselves and how that exposure is creating or enhancing things that we've already been dealing with. So stop exposing yourself so much just so you can get more information. Sometimes it's not good for us to have so much information about the situation because we'll create multiple scenarios trying to figure out the why behind the situation. And then lastly, take a breath. I know that's hard when you are in that space of the unknown, but take a breath. Make sure that you're using those mindfulness techniques that we talked about throughout this month, that you're checking in with yourself, that you're taking those deep breaths, and you're maintaining the ability to stay present. Stay where your feet are at and allow yourself the space and the opportunity to just be. It's okay to just be. You don't have to be anything, but just be in the space, in the presence of where you are. Just be. Don't look for a solution. Don't look for a resolution. Just be and allow that space to free you from being in a place of being numb so that you can function. It's okay to just be, and it's okay to not be okay. So give yourself permission to be not okay and allow yourself to feel every emotion. Don't hold it in. Don't hinder it. Allow yourself to grieve. Allow yourself to cry. If you want to cry and pray, it doesn't matter. Whatever you need to do, allow those emotions to fully manifest and then allow yourself to come back to the present, breathe it in, and allow yourself to be totally free from being numb of things we can't control. Because in the end, we can't control it, but we can't speak about it. We can articulate how we feel about it, and we can show emotions towards it. Let's not be numb, but let us be free. Y'all enjoy this Free Your Mind Friday, the last Friday of Mental Health Awareness Month. Hey, and don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and follow Jesus Plus Therapists on all social media platforms and on all podcast platforms. And no, we won't have an episode this Sunday, but we will have a special episode the following Sunday. And I'm so excited at the many guests that we will have throughout this next quarter. It's about to be bananas. I'm so excited as we continue to line a special guest host to come help us with Jesus Plus Therapists. I'm so excited about it all. So have a great Friday, and don't forget to free your mind, and the rest will follow.